we normally talk to Trent Copeland, but we've shoved him left side this week, and we've gone for the better half, who is none other than Kimberly Green, who is going to be all over the new netball series that begins in February. Kimberly, you're the far more attractive one.
Oh, thanks a lot, guys. I really appreciate it.
Is Trent upset that you're on and he's not?
Oh, I didn't realise he was getting pushed to the side.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah, no, I reckon that's one that you've got in your book for the rest of the day. Anyway, this is exciting. The Pointers have really started on Channel 9, who are going to be showing this new national netball team, and you're a part of the GWS Giants team. It's really big for netball, isn't it?
Yeah, I think, it's a bit of a shake-up from last year. We've ditched the New Zealanders and just gone for an all-Aussie competition. And I think the great thing about Aussie netball is that we've got so much depth that most teams will, have really, really solid hit-outs. And, super exciting for me. New team in orange this year, which is a little bit different. But, super exciting as well.
Kimberly, Glenn Munsey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. Now, you just said new team. How's it going to be going up against the Swifts?
Yeah, it's really interesting. I think, there's a couple of us, both myself and Susan Pettit, that played our whole career at the Swifts. So, it's going to be a tough one, I think. We've had a couple of training runs against them, which I think will soften the blow heading into our first round against the Swifts. But, obviously it's going to be interesting. Never been in that position before, but I say bring it on.
It's interesting, isn't it? You've got the GWS Giants, you've got Collingwood down in Melbourne that's offering so much, the Queensland Firebirds, the AFL team's getting into it, the West Coast Fever. It just, you're going to get so much extra promotion, aren't you?
Without a doubt. I think the great thing, being aligned with an AFL team, for us, we train at the Giants facilities. So being in that high-performance environment where you get to see, all these incredible athletes. And to be honest, looking at the GWS Giants 5 years ago and building the culture that they have is really cool and something that, we've really looked into and want to jump on board and see how we can develop this team, this new team. So, yeah, I think for the new clubs, it's a really exciting time, especially for all these players that have never been able to be a part of a new franchise or a new club. I think that's, pretty exciting. And for the fans, it's cool to see players that you wouldn't expect in other teams. And you've never had that before. So, for the fans, it's going to be a big shake-up. But, it's going to be super interesting too.
And the exposure you'll get through free-to-air television. We've seen, netball, the popularity of netball in the last 5 or 6 years just going through the roof. Who would have thought that we have a side like the Swifts selling out their home matches?
Oh, without a doubt. I think, the Swifts have been selling out for quite a while now. But, to get on free-to-air was one of our main points as athletes. We wanted to get out there and be able to showcase what we've got. I think we've got a great product, but getting it out to free-to-air where we can hit more TV screens, I think, was super important for us. And, expanding the sport for our little ones that are coming through, that they don't have to ever, have another job or have all these other things outside of netball. I think that was our main goal. And, I think we're a big step in the right direction, a long way to go as well. But, again, we just can't wait for these young ones to be able to reap the rewards in, 10 years' time where they're going to be able to be paid full-time.
Exactly. We're going to be talking netball regularly here, talking to Channel 9 reporters and things like that, commentators. So we'll be all over the national competition of netball when it begins in February. Tell us, how's Trent Copeland been your husband over the last, 6 weeks? It may be a bit longer than that with that finger injury that he suffered. Has he been a bit of a sook or has he been all right?
Nah, he's been okay, to be honest. The endone hit him pretty hard, I think. I would say he's probably not the brightest spark when it comes to things sometimes, but on the endone it was even worse. So I was like, can you please get off that drug? That is killing me. But otherwise, I think, just like most athletes, I think we just want to get out there and do our thing, and at times it can be really frustrating, especially when it's a finger.
Yeah.
You think you can sort of get away with it, but when it's your bowling finger, it's probably probably a little bit tough. So, he's been pretty good, been doing all these exercises, and, he's been pretty persistent with that. So, yeah, no, he's been okay. He's actually a very good husband.
Well,
I'm a terrible wife, to be honest.
Oh, no, I can't be going there, Kimberly. Yeah. Can't be letting you say stuff like that. Look forward to chatting to Trent again next week when we talk more cricket. But good luck. We won't be a pest, but we'll love to talk to you during the season and talk about it, how it's all going. We just thought we'd grab you this morning to enlighten our listeners a little bit more. Good luck with it all.
Thank you so much, and thanks for the support.
Good on you. Kimberly Green there joining us from the GWS Giants netball team playing in the new competition from February.